J.'s Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown, Colorado. A love offering will be taken at the door. You can call 1-800-205-6245 for more information or 970-587-5267. See you there. Shalom.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
This morning it was Joel Skousen. Joel, are you there? Joel, are you there? Well, I thought I heard the beep, but I guess it didn't. So, anyway, our guest this morning is Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief. And Joel, if you do come on, don't hesitate to speak up. And we're going to be talking about lots of things. Going to be talking about the election and the significance of what's going on, and certainly of the candidacy of Mitt Romney, who seems to be really one of the leaders of the present time. He has two wins, one in Wyoming. Most people don't know that Mitt Romney carried Wyoming. Of course, he carried Michigan, despite the fact that the establishment was doing everything they could to get McCain in there. McCain had run out of money. His candidacy was really over for all intents and purposes. He has no support. Look around your community, and do you see any McCain for President stickers on bumpers, or do you see any Giuliani for President stickers? And you don't see that. There's no enthusiasm for any of the establishment people who are running, members of the CFR, McCain, Fred Thompson, member of the CFR, being run by the establishment, as really everybody is, except for Romney and Ron Paul on the Republican side, and Dennis Kucinich on the Democratic side. But otherwise, everybody else is really a straight establishment. But I think we have Joel Skousen, and, well, I'd much rather hear what he has to say, because he's really analyzed it. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Good to be with you.
Well, as always. So you go right ahead and pick up the story.
Well, clearly Romney's the one to stop from the establishment point of view. This is very strange because his positions are all very much establishment, right down the globalist line. Not because he is a globalist, but because he's hired all these establishment advisors to help him win, and they're feeding him the line that they want him to carry. But still, it's incredible how much manipulation is going on in this election, not only to stop Ron Paul, which is a given. I mean, Ron Paul is really the nemesis of the establishment. But they're even trying to stop Romney, even though he is staying right within the parameters of what they should be pleased with. So it tells you, it's very, very good evidence, frankly, that there is a conspiracy within government, and they don't want someone horning in on their territory, even imitating or trying to ingratiate themselves to the positions that they take. The media, of course, claimed that the Michigan primary was going to be a make-it-or-break-it contest for Romney. And he did make it. He made it with a full 10% over McCain. And this was a good test because, this was in Republican territory. McCain got this win in New Hampshire because of all the independents and Democrats, which crossed over, who like him much more than the Republicans. McCain is clearly a social liberal, and he's not got a good reputation among the Republicans. Of course, the media claimed that Romney's grasp of the economy was what propelled him to victory in Michigan. I don't believe so. It was just bad, old-fashioned pandering to a depressed economic area promising federal help, although he did avoid the word bailout. But, you know, there's lots of ways to bail people out without actually doing it as they did in Chrysler's day, which was very bad precedent. Romney is not taking the high road of Ron Paul, who would never stoop to promising benefits. Sadly, this makes Ron Paul much less electable and easier for the establishment to dismiss. But Romney's playing the establishment game with the best of them, and that's their problem. They have to discredit him without discrediting the positions that he's taking, which are, in fact, very similar on foreign policy to Romney, to McCain and Giuliani. As Romney tries to appeal to a wider audience, he takes these positions that, of course, that do appeal to a wide audience, and these end up being violations of principle for a truly conservative candidate. But as I've analyzed it this week in the World Affairs Brief, the establishment has such a difficult time cutting down Romney's campaign specifically because, you know, there isn't one particular candidate who is capable of going head-to-head with Romney. They've got to promote three different candidates at one time or another in order to break down his basis of support. One, they're continuing, of course, to push Governor and Pastor Mike Huckabee. He's got a lot of pull on the evangelical Christians, and this has been very successful so far in undercutting at least two-thirds of the support among that base group within the Republicans for Romney. However, this will only be a viable strategy during the primaries in the southern states. As soon as that's over and Huckabee doesn't have the draw that he does among evangelicals, Romney and McCain or Romney and Giuliani are going to surge to the forefront, and when the Christians voters are given a choice between those two, they will pick Romney, just because the others are much worse. Huckabee really can't win anyway against Clinton, in my opinion, because independents and liberals fear his statements suggesting we change the Constitution to match God's law. And while this really is just campaign rhetoric, you know, telling his people what they want to hear, the powers that be don't want any more God in American life, even if it's only verbal acknowledgement. So they have to dump Huckabee at some time, as soon as he's done, or they've done using him to undercut Romney's support for delegates. But they've got their hands full. This is going to be a tight race. You know, right now they're manipulating the media, as you pointed out before I came on, in favor of John McCain. Here's a person whose campaign was literally dead. He was in the single digits, and all of a sudden, six major newspapers came out unanimously endorsing McCain and governors and other notables and Lieberman and everybody they could get to throw their support to McCain. They did so, and to the exclusion of anyone else. I mean, we've never seen that in politics, Dr. Stan, where everybody unanimously comes out for somebody whose campaign is dead, suddenly resurrects it and claims with a straight face that there is no media manipulation. Well, that strategy did not succeed in Iowa. McCain did not win, but it did succeed in New Hampshire, as I said, only because so many Democrats and independents crossed over and voted for the Republican primary.
We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen, the World Affairs Brief, as we analyze what's really going on behind the scenes. We have got a candidate that nobody really wants, a whole flock of them up there. What a tragic situation.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Imagine for a moment how you would feel as a parent if your child suddenly vanished and you had to cope with constantly painful void in your life. A large number of Americans each year have to face precisely that kind of agony. So if you have any specific information regarding a missing child's whereabouts, please contact your local authorities immediately. That's courtesy of the certified public accounting firm of Hoover & Harris CPAs, playing a vital and integral role in our community's growth and development for over 40 years. They say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our children. Hoover & Harris CPAs, on the air, because they care.
Enjoy a vibe session. Strengthen the cells of the body or get a deep tissue massage, ionic foot cleanse, chi machine, and other alternative and complementary healing modalities from the professionals at Wind Water Vibe Center. We feature high-quality treatments to keep you feeling great. Contact them for more details about their health treatments at Wind Water Vibe Center, Greeley, Colorado, 970-353-0212. That's 970-353-0212.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Michael Golden. Voice of Many Waters Ministry would like to invite you to join my wife, Danette, and I for a special night of Messianic praise and worship music. The time is Saturday, January the 19th at 7 p.m. And the place? 3J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown, Colorado. A love offering will be taken at the door. You can call 1-800-205-6245 for more information or 970-587-5267. See you there. Shalom.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Kids Network, our business morning, Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, and I was just commenting, what a terrible list of candidates. We just don't have, well, other than Ron Paul, I mean, there's nobody on the Republican side that I think the average American really wants, and certainly I don't think that the average Democrat really wants, what the Democrats are offering, but this is what we're being given by the establishment, and of course they hope, the establishment hopes that eventually when this ends up, we will elect a candidate, not of our choice, but of their choice. So you pick up the story there, Joel.
Well, that's what this entire manipulation game is all about, Dr. Stan, is making sure that we don't have a real choice anytime. In fact, the only people who really honestly treat Ron Paul correctly is in the McNeil Air News Hour. They do not obviously censor the mention of his name when they were talking yesterday about the Nevada primary, which all the Republicans essentially boycotted except for Romney and Ron Paul. They were very clear. There's a lot of Ron Paul support out here. In fact, one of them said, I wouldn't be surprised if Ron Paul came up even with Romney in Nevada. He's got a big organization. There's a lot of libertarians in Nevada. And they talked about the high percentage of Mormons in Nevada and that they are going for Romney, but there's a fair percentage of Mormons that are going for Ron Paul as well because of his constitutional. I mean, that was incredible to see that on national television. Where they would actually talk significantly about Ron Paul and his level of support. And, of course, they were interviewing local stations there, one in Reno and one in Las Vegas, and both of them had what appeared to be honest reporters who weren't about to censor the name of Ron Paul. So I was very pleased to see that on the news hour with Jim Lehrer is a controlled agenda generally, but still I think they do value their integrity, and they don't want to do anything as obvious as what Fox News did in taking Ron Paul off the debate. It's interesting that move by Fox News has reverberated across the news media and has really stung a lot of them with the criticism that came out, and so far they've kind of bent over backwards to make sure Ron Paul gets included, just to avoid that criticism. So that's a case where they had public backlash against the media, and it has had a positive effect in scaring them off about continuing that. They still slight Ron Paul in smaller, more subtle ways, but it's interesting that there is some effect that we are having because of the large movement that Ron Paul has built.
Well, I'm certainly pleased that he's getting as much support as he is. Certainly it's not overwhelming. It doesn't seem to be much more than 10%, at least in the states he's been in so far. But it does mean that there are people out there who still hold the values that you and I hold as far as our Constitution, limiting the power of government, and allowing the people to be free.
Well, we're going to be watching Nevada on Saturday. This looks like the best chance for Ron Paul to really solidly break out of the single digits into the double digits. And, you know, this would be wonderful if we could get Ron Paul up into the 15 or 20% range, and because that would be very newsworthy. He's going to come in second, one way or the other. And so a second-place win will have to be reported by the media. But this is as many delegates as South Carolina, and so this is smart tactics on Romney's sake for concentrating on Nevada rather than South Carolina, where the media is pushing Huckabee to win. They're trying to keep Senator Fred Thompson's campaign alive by at least trying to get him to make a showing. If he can't make a showing in South Carolina, it's probably all over for Fred Thompson. I think he'll be bowing out pretty soon anyway. But, you know, the third leg of this establishment tilt of the media against Romney is to, of course, wait for Florida and Super Tuesday and try one last time to resurrect the campaign of Rudy Giuliani. Those larger states have a much higher degree of corruption built into the voting machinery, so they may be able to pull off, you know, a, quote, miracle for Rudy. But that's still a big if and a big risk. Exit polls are growing in importance, and they are the nemesis of vote fraud because you can't have too much of a disparity between exit polls and how they manipulate the vote. I think that limits vote fraud to 10 to 15% at the most, so it can be explained away. Now, that's usually enough to swing an election wherever they want it to go. However, the establishment can't explain away Giuliani's low vote numbers, which make earlier pre-election polls giving him nearly 50% support look, frankly, like outright lies. And the word is out across the Internet, and even mainstream papers have covered Giuliani's corruption, his relationship with Bernie Kerik. He's a cross-dresser. He's a womanizer at government security expense. That's been a big scandal, how he used state and city security people to cover for his trysts with his mistress, now his so-called wife, and he's pro-abortion. And no amount of media downplay is going to stuff that cat back into the bag. Even Ron Paul, the establishment's arch enemy, the hero of the anti-war and pro-constitutional movement, has outvoted outpolled Giuliani in both Iowa and Michigan and came close in New Hampshire. In Michigan, Dr. No got more than 52,000 votes and 6.3%, and that was double Giuliani's number. Giuliani's campaign is broke. Ron Paul's is flush with cash. This is an interesting situation. Who would have thought? It's interesting also that my old boss at Conservative Digest magazine, Richard Viguerie, he's the famous conservative fundraising wizard, really built the Reagan Revolution. He's launched a new website to support Ron Paul. You know, he used to be very much in the mainstream of conservatism during the Reagan administration. He resisted my attempts to build a coalition against the Reagan compromises, but now he's fully in our camp.
I'm really rather proud of him. I'd interviewed him six or eight months ago, and he was talking about the one man who really could win, except that his name was Bush, and he was talking about Jeb Bush, what a great candidate he'd be. And I wrote him off, but I'm glad to see he's come around, because I believe his heart's in the right place.
Well, you know, Richard always wants to be a winner, and so he keeps looking for people who can win.
Right.
But he keeps getting betrayed by it, and he's enough of a principled guy that he's come around to want Ron Paul, and I've really got to hand it to him.
No, I'm very, very pleased as well.
Well, you know, I had a very interesting conversation with Ron Paul's campaign manager, Lou Moore, a very fine person, and wanted to talk to him about what we had talked about at a previous show with you, about him coming out and essentially agreeing with his with the interviewers on the debates, where he was pressed to disavow any support for the 9/11 Truth Movement, and that was very disappointing to a lot of Ron Paul's supporters. Lou Moore said he was very aware of that. They were sorry about that, but they knew it was a trap question, trying to get Ron Paul to say anything that could be construed as pro-conspiracy theory so they could destroy his candidacy. And I said, well, at least he could have said that, you know, there's a lot of unanswered questions, and certainly the 9/11 Truth people have not had a fair hearing of their views, and I would certainly allow for a more open investigation where those views could be heard and we could make a decision once and for all. Now, that would be a neutral position. And Lou Moore reminded me, although I had not been privy to this information, that he had taken that position on various interviews in the past. He simply, under the pressure, had not been able to make those statements or had not thought to do so under the pressure when he was really under the gun. So I think his supporters need to be a little forgiving there, that this is a very tough campaign and Ron isn't always able to give the best answers, but his supporters need to be assured that he would be extremely open to reopening the 9/11 investigation and making sure that the 9/11 Truth Movement is fully heard.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, and I'm sure you know as well as I do, that sometimes when you're under the gun, you're on radio, or you're in speaking publicly, and somebody asks you a pointed question, and you know it's a trap question, you don't necessarily always have that the correct answer at your fingertips, and sometimes you just sort of avoid issues, and
yes,
sometimes
it
may be the best thing to do rather than to come out and make a statement that will haunt you forever.
Right, and he certainly had to play it careful, and rightfully so. These people were just laying a major minefield for him and just begging him to jump into that trap and taunting him almost. It was very interesting on the Michigan debate how he said, well, let's get back to the real issues at hand. He kept trying to get them to let him off the hook on that, and they were just pretty ruthless about it. And, you know, it's very interesting how when Ron Paul was speaking, they would always show somebody like McCain smirking. They'd split the screen, show Ron Paul talking and somebody smirking on the left-hand side. This is just real evil journalism. I remember one time I was getting an interview in Washington, D.C. when I was chairman of the Conservative National Committee. I was the token conservative on Civil Rights Day that was put up to go up against one of the civil rights black leaders there in Washington, D.C., the token conservative, to defend the problems with the civil rights law, and nobody else wanted to do it except me. And so I got on the show, and I did make some very powerful points, and it was interesting when I got home, one of my staff called me and said, you should see what they did while you were talking. You were making all these important points, and suddenly they took the camera off you, and they started panning all around the civil rights demonstration and showing all kinds of other, and it was a great diversion. They successfully diverted people's attention from what you were saying to the other video that they were showing that was not related to what you were talking about. So there's a lot of dirty journalism that is capable of going on out there that the public is generally not aware of.
Yes, they are experts at that, and, you know, how to discredit somebody, even when what he's saying is absolutely true.
And that's especially when they try to divert people's attention. They know that if you're not concentrating on someone's face, you won't be hearing what they say when they flip to another screen. In any case, I also had a chance to talk a little bit about alternative strategies. Obviously, Ron is disappointed that he hasn't been able, except on one occasion, to break into the double digits. As I said, I'm hoping that will change in Nevada. But, you know, my polling has indicated that there aren't more than 2 to 5% at the most of American people are willing to take a constitutional conservative stand. And if that proves to be true, and it so far seems to be holding, even if Ron Paul gets, you know, 10 to 12% of Republicans vote, that's still less than half of Americans, bringing it down into what I predicted as the range of support for a really principled position. But even if it isn't enough to win the nomination, it certainly gives Congressman Paul some negotiating power at the convention over who's finally picked. If he controls 10% of the votes and it's a close race between Romney or McCain or Romney and Giuliani, he can be a significant effect on determining the winner and hopefully extract some compromises and some promises. That's how parliamentary politics work, where they're actually a little better at giving small parties a say in the matters, sometimes too much say, frankly, like in Israel. There's an awful lot of horse trading that has to go on in order to get a majority to win. I mean, Ron Paul can even play a spoiler role in the actual election if he runs a third party or independent campaign. He'd actually be probably more effective as an independent campaign. Because he certainly could deny at least a Republican the victory unless they make a deal. And I believe, when you're a permanent minority, as we are, that we've got to take every opportunity to force them into recognizing that, well, we may not be able to win, but we can stop you from winning. It's a very viable tactic.
Well, there's the music. We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen here at the American Freedom Network.
Discover Magneticare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
Jambalaya is at 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino says when taking to the road, follow the three C's of safety. That's caution, courtesy, and common sense, and you'll never experience that one big R, regret. This message from Jambalaya's. You'll enjoy excellent food, beverages, plus top service. While you're there, enjoy the specials listed on their complete menu. They're open hours that are convenient to you, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's at 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino, wishing all a safe and happy 2008.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Joel Skousen. But before we go on, Joel, will you tell our listeners how they can get a copy of the World Affairs Brief and perhaps subscribe to it?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. The World Affairs Brief is showcased on my website, www.worldaffairsbrief.com. Right on the front page, you'll see a summary of the current World Affairs Brief with instructions on how to get a free sample issue by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. There is a modest subscription fee, probably the cheapest in the world for this kind of comprehensive news analysis newsletter, but I do appreciate the support for my work, and so if you want to see, if you'd like to subscribe by getting a copy, please email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief. Lots of other good things that are free on the website, a lot of archival material on the right-hand column. I've covered an awful lot of information about various government cover-ups, which are the best evidence that there is a comprehensive conspiracy to take away our liberty, as well as major pieces like how to analyze the news and strategic threats of the coming decade and in-depth analysis of the real axis of evil, Russia and China, that we face, and our own globalist government's attempt to induce a third world war upon us so that they can take us into a new world order. So certainly lots of things to see there. Also on the left-hand side, you'll see a list of some of the books that I've written to help people prepare for what I think may be a very bad ending to this whole scenario. I hope it doesn't come, but we need to be prepared in case it does.
Amen for that. Okay, very good. Well, then just go ahead and pick up the story from there.
Well, we're talking a lot about the media manipulation of the election, especially targeting former Governor Mitt Romney, who seems to be the one to beat. I don't usually quote neocon Bush cheerleader Ann Coulter, but this week she did a very excellent rundown on the media, especially New York Times article by Frank Rich, who's just virulently anti-Romney and swooning over Governor Mike Huckabee. And this is a real juxtaposition because obviously, as Ann Coulter said, I haven't seen Rich this excited since they announced, quote, Hairspray. It's the name of a weird Broadway show coming to Broadway. Rich has continued to hyperventilate over populist charmer Huckabee, even after it came to light that Huckabee had called homosexuality an abomination. And normally, any aspersions on sodomy or even favorable mentions of Christianity would lead to at least a dozen hysterical columns by Frank Rich, unquote. Well, this is very true, Dr. Stan, and indicates that this push for Huckabee by liberal columnists such as this are very much done for ulterior motives, not because they really like Huckabee, but they're playing a role attacking Romney and pushing Huckabee, at least temporarily. Coulter is coming out in favor of Romney. She says, at worst, Romney will turn out to be a moderate Republican. I think it could be much worse unless someone gets to him, straightens about the globalist agenda that he's unknowingly promoting with his advisors. But she is right that Romney is a high IQ, articulate, moral, and wildly successful businessman. He's a moderate Republican, and he's pretty hard to beat because of that widespread appeal. She makes the very common point that Romney's the only one who hasn't dumped his first wife or his second, speaking of Giuliani. And unlike Huckabee, she says, Romney doesn't have a son who hanged a dog at summer camp. So there won't be any scandals like intern issues or Billy Carter issues. And that's probably pretty true. But in any case, the major corporations are playing both sides of the election funding game. There's an organization called OpenSecrets.org, which tracks exactly what funding comes into every single candidate. And it's very interesting because this organization lists big money groups that have given to both Republicans and Democrats and do so in every election. Major financial organizations like Citigroup, Bank of New York, Mellon Associates, Merrill Lynch, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Credit Suisse, Lehman Brothers, Morgan Stanley, MGM, Mirage, Casinos, Stanley Price, Waterhouse, Bear Stearns. It just goes on and on, Dr. Stan. And what's more interesting is in this primary season, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley have all given to every single establishment candidate except Ron Paul. So what's going on here? Larry Chin of online the news says the establishment's hedging their bets, making sure they have influence with whoever wins. Actually, I think it's worse than that. I think this is what I would call guarantee money. That is, any politician that plays along with the establishment gets guaranteed campaign contributions, whether you ask for them or not. Just like I promoted a couple of years ago in my World Affairs brief, I talked about the contributions to Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah. And they're all from these same type of organizations, including various casinos in Las Vegas. And you have to ask yourself, what are casinos in Las Vegas giving money to a Mormon senator in Utah who has never voted for anything about gambling and who's against gambling? Well, it's obviously because, not because they're trying to get anything specific out of Hatch relative to gambling laws, but because the gambling casinos are part of the underside of government, which is funding people who play along. And certainly they've gotten Orrin Hatch to abandon his conservative ideals and play along and compromise with the establishment. So that's what I think is up here, and that's why we see them giving to both parties and to multiple candidates who are running against each other. This is not just simple, unprecedented, or unprincipled give a care, we'll give to everybody. This has a real purpose, and that is to get people hooked on establishment funding, which can be threatened then if they then don't go along with the establishment. Well, you'll lose all these corporate contributions, and they do.
And, of course, the firms that you're mentioning there, that sounds like the who's who of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Yes, and also the Plunge Protection Team, the people right. who are really running the economy.
Right.
A small other election tidbit I found, in last week's World Affairs brief, I ran a statement which has gotten widespread attention on the Internet, written by Maria Phillips, who's very anti-Muslim, making several off-the-wall statements about Obama attending a radical Muslim school in Indonesia and being a secret Muslim. And a lot of that's been debunked. In fact, the establishment, which is always represented on Snopes.com, tries overly hard, I think, to debunk things that are critical of establishment candidates. And they try a little too hard to explain away the things that were true, like they claimed, that Obama not saluting the flag is false, when in fact it's true. I've seen the photographs, and everybody else has their hand on their heart and is opening their mouth, and he's not doing anything. Now, he has quickly started saluting the flag again to repeat any of the, to make sure none of these photos confirming his abstention are shown again. But this week I did find the reason underlying Obama's disdain for the pledge, I think. As I explained, I have a problem with the Pledge of Allegiance, too, especially as our government becomes more tyrannical. I have difficulty pledging to something that is tyrannical.
Hold
That's
on,
not the
we'll
reason
be right
Obama
back here in just
here.
A moment.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herbs policy to give you small town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herbs Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. Go right ahead.
Well, we're talking about Obama's background and relative to the Pledge of Allegiance, which he has been found, you know, not making the pledge. And I said, I have trouble with the pledge, too. I have trouble with making a pledge to a government that's becoming more and more tyrannical and taking away my liberties. And I also have a trouble with the words indivisible. It was put into the pledge after the Civil War. I think that's a violation of the principles of the Declaration of Independence, whereby when a government becomes tyrannical, that we have the right, inalienable right, to dissolve the bonds between us and that government. So we do not believe that a government is indivisible. But in any case, I don't think that's the reason for Obama's disdain for the pledge. While Obama clearly, you know, it's still up in the air whether or not he has any Muslim tendencies. There are claims that he's trying to hide his Muslim background in order to get elected. But it's even enough to scrutinize his membership in Trinity United Church of Christ, which he has been affiliated with for many years, ever since he graduated from Harvard Law School. Obama worked as a community organizer for Trinity in poor black neighborhoods. Trinity's senior pastor, according to John Christian Ryder of NewsReviews.com, Jeremiah A. Wright, is a black racist who preached radical Afrocentric theology and didn't mind delivering profanity-laced sermons found a congregation builder in Obama. Because of what Wright called Obama's multiple faith background and his Harvard education, he was a natural community builder. When Obama broke into the national scene in 2004, Ryder Right. He said, not only did he attempt to erase all traces of his Islamic childhood, but also tried to erase his relationship with Dr. Jeremiah A. Wright. Obama told the media his reason for shielding his pastor was because he, quote, respected Mr. Wright's work for the poor and his fight for injustice. In reality, Dr. Wright's work was to denounce the United States as a white racist nation, and that's not good press for an African-American candidate who needs to win a majority of the white vote to win the office of president. So, and I trust Ryder as a source. He's done a good job before, and this is very accurate. So there are some skeletons in Obama's closet relative to the racism. And, you know, what's interesting is that recently the media made a big issue of Hillary Clinton, you know, complimenting Lyndon Johnson for having a big role in the civil rights movement, and everybody got up in arms about this remark denigrating the role of Martin Luther King. And while they went all the rounds and battered Hillary over this, and she came back and clarified, what they agreed to is, well, let's have a truce and we won't talk about race anymore in the election. And that whole conjured up scenario over nothing. I mean, that was like making a mountain out of a molehill, because she wasn't slighting. You know, it was just a matter of them picking something and making a big issue out of nothing. And it almost looks to me as if they did that so that they could say, let's not talk about race anymore, and to avoid this kind of criticism coming out about Obama's relationship to this racist Reverend Wright of Trinity Christian Church of Christ. Anyway, it's an interesting thing to consider.
And, of course, this is not being publicly discussed, but apparently this minister of the Trinity Church was really a pretty radical guy.
Yeah, and Obama was right there with him, which shows that Obama comes from a fairly radical background, and this, in my opinion, explains why he... his own reasons for not pledging allegiance to the flag, he probably has bought into this, that the U.S. is a racist country, and so he probably does have somewhat of an ulterior agenda running for president.
I think he's a rather frightening man.
Well, especially if one is hiding an ulterior motive, that's something to be very, very concerned about. I'm also writing this week about President Bush's continued harangue against Iran. It's almost like he's excessive compulsive about Iran. Every stop on the Bush tour of the Middle East, the president hammered on Iran. It was almost like a drumbeat. Anyone counting on the revised National Intelligence Report inhibiting attack on Iran is simply fooling themselves. This attack merely has been delayed, and it's very obvious from the president's rhetoric that he's going to attack that country, waiting for the suitable provocation. Excepting in Israel, however, his reception was cool among the Arab world. As McClatchy News said in Dubai, the Bush speech drew a cool response. The Arab League's Americas Department director said, Iran is a neighbor, and we have to deal with that. The U.S. is thousands of miles away, but this is our national security that will be affected by a U.S. attack on Iran. Iran is the major trading partner of all of the Arab countries, and they are not enthusiastic about joining in a neo-globalist attack on that country. Well, of course, Bush is trying to sweeten the deal for the Arabs by offering millions and millions of dollars in arms sales, including the Joint Direct Attack Munitions, which is the JDAM, highly accurate bombing system using GPS and otherwise. But I've come to find out separately that, in fact, the Israeli government signed off on these sales, meaning that they agreed with them. That's not surprising given their globalist orientation. But I've also found out that the JDAM smart bombs systems that are going to the Saudis are not the newest version, which Israel has. So they're not quite playing honest with the Arabs, and of course they never have in that regard. In other news, Mexican trucks are still rolling across the border despite the Congress eliminating all funding. The government says the new rules by Congress don't apply to the current program. Since the law only stipulated spending money that would establish a program, and since the program was already established, they're taking that loophole to continue it. Well, Dr. Stan, my comment is real conservative governments don't play these kinds of word games to avoid the intent of Congress, and this is very, very typical of the Bush administration.
No, our elected representatives, in many respects, are just figureheads. The executive has an agenda. It's going to follow it, and of course, that is what tyranny is all about. Well, we're out of time. Our guest has been Joel Scow. God bless you. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
KHNC brings you another exciting meet and greet Sunday, January 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. here at the KHNC studios in Johnstown. Meet with MagnetiCare developer Bob Kirschbaum as he conducts a workshop on the use of therapeutic magnets. And delight yourself with Jerusalem Imports as Dyna brings you authentic, one-of-a-kind imported products from Israel. Join us here Sunday afternoon, January 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. Call 800-205-6245 for more information.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. a well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Bible teacher and author of various publications on the Hebraic roots of the Messianic biblical faith, Eddie Chumney will be speaking in Johnstown two special nights, January 15th and 16th, also featuring the Inner Court Hebraic Dance Group. Pizza and Subways will be free. The location is the Johnstown Community Building, 101 West Charlotte, across from the KHNC radio station. Call the radio station for more information at 970-587-5175.
Well, this is Dr. Dan, and this is the time I need to remind you my ministry is primarily listener supported, and if you believe as I do that we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a cultural, ideological, and political battlefield, why, we hope that many of you will want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and it's as simple as calling us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Another item I wanted to mention is that we need to stamp out a number of our CDs, my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness. We've gone through almost 1,000 of them here recently, so we're going to need to stamp out another 1,000. So if you'd be interested in getting 25 copies of the CD, the DVD, The Brotherhood of Darkness, and you can get 25 copies for $99 plus shipping, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You can give them away, you can lend them out, but at least it introduces people to the true spiritual battle we're involved in. So if you'd like to help us, and you'd like to get 25 copies of the Brotherhood of Darkness DVD, nicely packaged for $99, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And we only need about 10 more people, and then we'll just go ahead and get them stamped out. Then, of course, we want to talk about my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read it, you need to, because it will introduce you to this whole other world, to the other dimension, to the forces that really are directing what's going on today. Nothing really makes sense. So much of what has happened doesn't make sense unless you understand that there really are spiritual forces at work which are influencing the people who are in the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission, and the common goal of establishing a world government destroying our sovereignty and enslaving our people is what motivates this whole radical movement. That and, of course, the destruction of Christianity. So if you haven't read my book or seen the DVD, why, we suggest you call us at 1-800-544-8927. And then for a introduction into the spiritual forces working behind the scenes, you need to get my talk on the Forbidden Secret. That's the Forbidden Secret. And, of course, it comes with a syllabus if you want to get it, and it will give you the overview of the secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years. It was stamped on the emerald tablets of Hermes, and, of course, has been is brought right up today to the Rosicrucians and the Templars and certainly modern-day Masonry. So that's the Forbidden Secret. We think it's an important message. If you want to